Easy Sports Talk Podcast, Easy Sports Talk Show Podcast. I am one of your hosts. I'm Javon J. Love Adams, and with me is a man who played not only professional baseball, but he also played in the National Football League. He played for the first Super Bowl-bound team for the Atlanta Falcons. He's a motivational speaker. Also, he's an author. He's an all-around cool guy. Plus, he can cook his behind off. Ed Smith, what is good, my brother?
25 years ago, this weekend, divisional round weekend, I remember playing against my brother in the San Francisco 49ers, man. They had to play Green Bay, and they beat them at home, and then they'd come over and dance with us in the dome. So Jerry, Steve Young, my brother, you know, he brought his boys over. We had to deal with them, though.
I heard that. So that's what we're going to get into, because we do this thing three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I'll tell you about the other stuff that we do later. But search for it, Easy Sports Talk Show Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. We appreciate you listening as well, listening or watching, depending on how you enjoy this. But all right, let's get right into it, because there are no other topics but this playoff, because this is the perfect time of the season for my man, Ed Smith. But let me ask you this. Before we get into it, and I heard this at a couple different times, is this the best football weekend of the year?
This is the best four games. Yeah, I mean, these are the teams that, because, you know, the wild card is a little watered down, especially now we've made it up, you know, got seven teams from each conference getting in. Yeah. So, you know, toward the bottom of the barrel, you know, team seven, you know, a lot of little suspect, but now, you know, you got the teams that won in wild card weekend, a surprise or two. With Buccaneers getting past the Eagles, maybe, even though the Eagles are struggling, some thought they might turn it around. And then the young and upcoming both Green Bay Packers and Houston Texans. So yeah. You have to say, I mean, we're down to the final eight. And, you know, this is great football. And this is what I like about this football, Jay, is this is win or go home. This isn't another regular season game. I mean, you have great matchups during the regular season, but this is you win and you advance, or your season is over. And that started last week. And that's what makes this so, like, exciting for me, because, you know, I've been there. It's like, and I've been on both sides of it, you know, where you win and you advance, and you get in that locker room, and it's on to the next week, whatever the next round is, or you lose, and it's as quiet as, you know, being alone in the Grand Canyon with all those men, grown men in that, you know, locker room, because the finality of it is it hits you, you know. So, I mean, this is, for me, this is the best time of the year because of that.
All right. So let's get into a few. We'll give our picks on each one of these games, but we'll go into depth on a couple of them. But let's start with anyone you want to start with first. I'll give you the pick of the first pick. Anyone you want to go with?
You go. You roll.
All right. Green Bay at San Francisco. This has all the makings of one of those of almost a blowout, so to speak, because Green Bay, Jordan Love played much better the second half of the season, or, you know, after a certain part of the season. So he seems to have gotten a hold of what the offense is doing and being more comfortable. But we know what San Francisco can be when they have all their pieces, when they on offense and defense, and what they can do and how they can really inflict pain upon their opponents. So this is interesting. I don't anticipate Green Bay being in it, but if they are, because you don't know what you don't know. So that's what you always hear about these young teams, that you're way ahead of schedule, that type of thing. But what do you think about this game?
Well, you know, you hit it right on the head. San Francisco, when they're right, when everybody's healthy, which they had the bye week, you know, McCaffrey's healthy, everybody's got that extra week of rest. You know, when they're on, I mean, they're the big bully on the block. I mean, we've seen what they've done, unlike other teams who beat up on the bad teams. And we saw them go through their three-game stretch. But unlike other teams, when they faced the other upper echelon teams supposedly in the conference, they beat them down. There was nothing, I mean, no surprise to it. And they are physical. And Shanahan is a genius. And you give him extra time, you never know what he's going to come up with. On the flip side, Green Bay, like you said, you don't know what you don't know. They just went to Dallas and demolished them. They're riding on this high. Once again, you know, this is a team, what do they have to lose, Jay? They've already, and I'm not saying they've accomplished their goal, but they went over, surprised everybody. They're playing with house money right now. They're like, hey, and you know, LaFleur, he wants to show Shanahan and these dudes, the you know, they're going to be out there trying to match each other with wits. And for me, this is who blinks first. If San Francisco comes out and they punch Green Bay in the mouth, this could be one of those ones that gets away from them early, and mm-hmm. then they start rolling. And next, you know, they try to catch up, and you know, they confuse Love, and next, you know, this is a blowout. Or they come out and do just like they did to Dallas, and I'm not saying jump.
It was a good game plan that they had against Dallas. A good, really good offensive game plan.
You take the ball, you run the ball, you know, maybe hit the bully upside the head, and I'm not saying jump out 27-0, but all of a sudden now we're in the late third, early fourth quarter, and it's a 24, 22, 23 game, something like that. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden maybe they get a little tight on the San Francisco side, and once again, Green Bay's like, we got nothing to lose. So, you know, I'm looking for this game. I'll be watching the first, say, 5 to 10 minutes of this game to see what the feel is like. And if Green Bay is rolling, here we go. I might be able to get up and go tend to the air fryer and, you know, and just duck away every now and then. If all of a sudden Green Bay has punched them and they're jabbing, well, I might have to stick around for this one all the way through, which I always do anyway. But, you know. So, I mean, this is going to be a tale of the first quarter for me. You know, as you mentioned, you know, this could be ugly. This could be a great game. We just don't know yet.
All right. So who you got in this? I got San Francisco.
Yeah, I got San Fran, man. If we talk about putting nickels down, now with the 10-point spread. Yeah, if I was betting, I might have to actually put money on Packers to keep it close.
Packers plus 10, yeah.
Packers plus 10. But as far as the dub, I'm going green, San Fran all the way.
There we go. Let's move into Tampa Bay at Detroit Lions. The Tampa Bay, well, how about that? I'll be down. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going up against Detroit. This is interesting because this is one of those expectation things. There was so much joy with Detroit, at least just winning that playoff game, because there was so much pressure. Don't get me all the way here and lose this game. And they came through. Tampa Bay, that's another team that nobody expected them to get to the second round of the playoffs. Not as much luster on this game, but do you think that Detroit is still going to come in focused as they were when they were playing last week against Los Angeles?
I do, and the reason is because this is a tale of two underdog teams, Jay, and I'm talking about the Lions because of their past history. Everybody's always poo-pooed them, and they've always showed us they can line it up with the best of them. So they're fighting history. Tampa Bay's fighting the fact that, I mean, does anybody really think they have a chance to run all the way to the Super Bowl and win? And then you got Baker Mayfield, the ultimate underdog dude with the chip on his shoulder. So this reminds me of two dudes that had to fight in the schoolyard, but neither one of them was a real fighter. And it was like, hit me. No, you hit me first. Hit me. And so I do expect at some point somebody's going to throw the first blow. I expect it to be the Lions. And this is not going to be a pretty game. Okay. I think this is going to be Baker and them trying to muck it up a little bit. Detroit probably every now and then threatening to give this game away.
Just like they will definitely do that.
Just like they almost did against the Rams. I mean, you call a pass interference against Puka last game, and there might be a totally different outcome. So, you know, and they skated by, was it 24-23? So this is going to be an ugly game, two underdogs. Detroit, the city itself, they got a taste of it last week. Man, that's like, you know, giving somebody who hadn't eaten in a week, giving them a filet mignon, bro. I mean, them people up there are ready and right. So as far as atmosphere, sometimes we poo-poo home field advantage. Not in this game, bro. Those people are going to be rabid up there. And it's going to be a heck of an environment. I've been in those before, going to Minnesota all those years ago to play that Vikings team, when, you know, they're one step away from the Super Bowl, ain't been there forever, and they have people already buying their tickets, bro. Not necessarily buying their tickets to Vegas, but they might be buying them to San Fran because they just expect this one. And I do think the Lions come out victorious in this one. Kudos to Buccaneers for and Bulls for a very good season, but I think it ends in this round.
Out of all the quarterbacks, and I was kind of thinking of and looking at them real quick, you talk about whether it's in any sporting event, you talk about the player who's easy to get under their skin, or once they're rattled, everything falls apart. That is Baker Mayfield. I think all the other quarterbacks, you know, Jordan Love is young and he's trying to find his way, but I think he still has that supreme confidence. Nah, I got this. I'm cool. I'll get it. Purdy, we saw Purdy has so much confidence that he had, what was that, a five interception game, a five turnover game, and he was still, what's up, man? I got this straight. But Baker strikes me as that guy that if you can just get him off center a little bit, that frustration that he'll, when he starts to hang his head, that's when you know you got him.
Baker wears that chip on his shoulder so heavy and hard. And what happens with Baker is he wants to prove everybody so wrong, so bad. And you can tell he just, and then when it starts to go wrong, he doesn't have that switch to turn it off or that cool switch.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and he's just, he's that dude. And when you know, you just poke him in the shoulder and he gets mad. And every time you poke him, he gets madder and madder and madder. And he might be, but he's fighting against dudes that are bigger and stronger and faster. And he knows he can't whoop them sometime. So when he shocks him, when he gets that haymaker, it's like, yeah, I told you so. I told you so. But then when the bully, like, hits him back or they hit him in the stomach, and he just, he's so mad. He's so mad, bro, he wants to cry. You don't remember them dudes?
Yes, I do.
He was so mad that they just start crying. It's like, dude, you know, and they just start wailing it, and he just can't control it, bro. That's Baker, bro.
All right, Easy Sports Talk Show Podcast. He's Ed Smith. I'm Javon Adams. Let's get into the next one. So Houston Texans going to Baltimore. This is interesting. Again, Black man, quarterbacks in the building, black quarterbacks in the building. But the ahead of schedule, when you talk about the Houston Texans, again, talk about pressure. We talk about pressure with Detroit. There is pressure with San Francisco, again, because of how they performed and what they've done to their opponents this season when they've been right. Baltimore Ravens with Lamar Jackson, that is great expectations for him not to just play well in this game, but to get to the next round and even possibly the Super Bowl. How do you see this game? Because again, I don't know how. I imagine that Lamar will play up to expectations, but don't that boy across the way, that young man Stroud, he's impressive. So how do you see this game playing out?
Yeah, another one where the pressure is all on the Ravens, even though the Ravens are a much better team. Number one seed, you got them coming to you. Nobody saw the Texans even supposed to be here. But the we've seen this act before with Lamar and the Ravens. You know, sometimes he falters because of injury, but we've seen him. I think he has one playoff victory to his name so far, maybe. And, you know, with his talent, potentially getting ready to win his second MVP. And he's he's not old, but he's not a rookie anymore. He's not a young cat. You know, he's in his prime, got that big contract. And it's like, okay, well, Lamar, this is where you're supposed to start winning these games, like Mahomes, getting to the next level. And, even if you don't win Super Bowls, you need to be playing in them. So for them, after having a first-round bye, you know, it's like I said, all the pressure is on them. They have to win this game, and it's
those buys are something else. They get you rest, and you talk about how it's nice to be sitting on your couch getting a paycheck. But those buys that increases the pressure. That the temperature turns up a bit because of those buys and what those buys signify.
And the other thing is, you have to remember, Houston had to fight to get into the playoffs, just like Green Bay did against Sam, and they're playing San Fran this week. While you were sitting home and wrap your division up and the conference and the number one seed up by week 18, this team you're getting ready to play, they've been playing playoff football for the last 2 to 3 weeks. And what happens is they're in that mode, like they're already in that mode, like, you know, I talk about the analogy of, you know, two dogs haven't eaten in a week, and so you throw some meat out there in between them, them dogs are going to fight to the death for that piece of meat. Well, the Ravens or the Texans and the Packers, they got a head start on that piece of meat. They've been fighting for their playoff life for the last couple to 3 weeks, you've been sitting home. You know, the other dog's like somebody coming out into the kennel. Hey, you want some leftover steak? You know, hey, come here, boo. You know, pet nice. You know? So you've been relaxed. You know, you haven't been in that environment. And I'm not going to say it's hard to ramp it up and turn it up. But, yes, it is. It's hard because you're coming from 2 weeks ago playing a game. You wrapped everything up. Then you took a week off. And there's no pressure in that week off. Even if you played, you didn't have to win the game or anything like that, right? This other team's been out there battling because they knew if they lost, and even their last regular season game, they weren't even going to get into the playoffs. They got into the playoffs. Then they had to go on the road and fight for their playoff life. You know, then here they shock the world. Now they're coming to your place. They're already in the mode of is kill or be killed. And you got to get ramped up. And you and I have talked about this plenty of times, Jay. There's so much different preseason football.
Yeah,
you turn the knob up when you get to regular season, and I mean, I'm not talking about just a little bit. It ratchets up so much, and I was like, I remember my first preseason game. I'm like, damn, this is unbelievable. Then I got to the regular season for 16 weeks. I was like, oh my god, didn't think it'd get any faster, any hit harder. Then I got to my first playoffs. I was like, oh my god, what happened to everybody? I mean, and it really does get like ratcheted up. And like I said, the advantage for the teams that, you know, I mean, obviously they didn't get the rest, but they also got a taste already. They got a taste of blood in their mouth, bro. Mm-hmm. You know, you're fighting somebody, and so you got hit, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, it's on now. You taste that blood in your mouth, it's like, all right, we not have plan. So for Ravens, don't come out here and get a slow start, and the next Texans are up on you by 7, 13, something like that. And it starts to, because the booties get tight, bro. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
And Lamar, like I said, he's got so much pressure on him that you want to get off to a great start because you don't want this to go haywire. Look what happened to Dallas, bro. It can get that bad that fast. That quick. So, I mean, don't be messing around with this. You need to go out there, you know, play your game, get on top of them. You have to let them. You have to take any hope away from them early on. You want them in the third quarter. Well, we had a good season, man. Ain't got nothing to be ashamed of. You know, let's at least go out with a fight. You want that type of mentality on the other side. You do not want those guys on the other side talking about, man, we're in the fourth quarter. We can do this. Let's go. You know, you don't want that. So for me, though, I got Ravens. I'm going Ravens in this one. But I don't think this is going to be a blowout, though.
I think I might shock the world. I got Texans.
Ooh. Okay.
Texans is a close one. Texans in a close one because of some of those things. My mind is telling me that the Ravens will win, but I'm maybe a little bit of chaos.
Yeah.
I'll go with the Texans on that one. So let's get to the one. They got this game, the last game of the weekend, and that's for a reason there. Kansas City at Buffalo. I mean, This is one of those where the pressure is all on Buffalo. All on Buffalo. Because and I heard somebody say this, and I want your thoughts before I get you to break this down. But because Mahomes wasn't Superman-esque all season, you lose sight of the fact that their defense is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no shame in that. If you got to, however you got to win, however you got to get that W is how you got to get that W. And I do subscribe to the thought that next season they're going to surround him with as many smart, fast, you know, receivers with hands that they can, right? But there's still something, just even having said that, there's that aura of invincibility is gone, and we'll see how they respond. Last week they responded really, they beat a team that, I mean, it was hella cold, man. And all the pressure is on Buffalo because, hey, Josh Allen, you said you wanted all the smoke. Here it is. This is the smoke that you want. Break this one down for me. I think I got Kansas City in this one, by the way. I think just in a close one, because of all that pressure, we got them at home. All the excuses that I'm sure everybody, well, wait till you get, if we was playing in our home, this wouldn't be the case. Now we're going to see. Now we're going to see. So I think it's going to be an interesting game either way. But what you got?
I'm looking forward to this one. This is almost like the new Brady versus Manning. I mean, these dudes are, you know, I expect to see this very often for the next, what, 5 to maybe 10 years? Mm-hmm. These two battling it out. You know, the good thing, we got other quarterbacks within this conference that are going to make it right. tough on both of these dudes. But yep. this could be a yearly matchup, you know, depending on how the schedules will work out and the playoffs. Unbelievable. First ever road playoff game for Mahomes. That's like, wow, he's been in the league 5 years and yeah. They've always won the division, won the conference, and everything had to go through them when it came down to the AFC conference game. And obviously they've been to 3 Super Bowls, you know? So it's like, oh my God, what the heck's going on here? You know? And you got the Bills finally get this game at home. You beat them a few weeks ago, although it was controversial with the offsides and stuff like that. And you think about that offside one play, this game could have been in Kansas City, just like all the other ones, right?
Okay. Yeah. So and then even take into account sometimes Kansas City, they act spoiled at times. I've read that and I believe that they act spoiled at times. And sometimes they get the calls go their way a little bit and they're going to have to fight for this one, but go ahead.
Yeah. Then for me, this one, Bills, if not now, when are you ever going to get over this hump? This is the one that's been standing in front of you. The problem I have with this one for the Bills is occasionally it's all on Josh Allen. Everything is on Josh Allen.
That big run last week. Oh, yeah.
Everything. I'll throw it out there again. I think I used this one a long time ago. But remember that Bugs Bunny cartoon when Bugs Bunny playing first base? Bugs Bunny playing second base. Bugs Bunny playing third base. But, I mean, that's what you like when you're thinking of Josh Allen and the Bills. It's like, damn, he runs the ball. He throws the ball. I wouldn't be surprised if he's out there kicking extra points and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
So what happens, though, is there's so much on his shoulders. When he's good, he's great. When he's on, right? But occasionally, and this is inside of games and just in singular plays and sometimes for a whole game. That's why they got off to that 6-6 start. Sometimes he can be so on, sometimes he can be so off, throwing the ball to the other team, fumbling the ball in the pocket, making bad decisions. And if you get one of those Josh Allen games, because it's all on him, that's when it goes haywire for the Bills. So he has to be totally on. And I know Mahomes is playing with less, you know, like his wide receivers, they've let him down all year long. Kelce obviously has lost a step or two. You know, he's just not the same dude. And that's just through attrition, you know. But I still think with Andy Reid, he can put a game plan together. They can figure it out. And we're talking about dudes, just don't drop the ball. If you catch the ball, we're going to be in a much better place, right? Whereas with Josh Allen. It
seems so elementary as well.
It seems so elementary.
Just catch the ball.
Just catch the ball. And with Josh, it's like, well, Josh, you got to do everything. So I think the scales are tilted toward even those games on the road. And then you would think, well, look at the weather. Or look what Kansas City just played in last week. So regardless, factors just kind of even this game out because it's almost like it's Josh against all those dudes, you know, that type of thing. And I'm with you. I just kind of get the feeling that somehow, some way, Kansas City might pull this one off. And I wouldn't be shocked. I'm actually with you. I'm almost willing to ready to pick them just because, like I said, it's more of a team against that one dude. And he's been so good for so many weeks. They had to win 5-6 or whatever in a row to even get into the playoffs. You know, they won last week. This could be the one, man, where he lays a – and it doesn't even have to be a full-on stinker. He could just not be Josh with the cape on. He could be Clark Kent with the cape sticking out from underneath his suit. And he's not full-on Superman. And that gives Kansas City an opportunity to steal this game. And I'll be honest with you, I'm talking myself into it. I think this is going to be the best game of the week, but I do think Kansas City might shock us all and win this one.
Man, if that does happen, there's going to be so many questions about Josh Allen. Can he ever? It's the same way that if you think about John Elway, or for the longest time, Peyton Manning, can he, right? Can he ever get over the hump?
Yeah.
That's what a lot of quarterbacks are faced with when there's such a they have such a high ceiling, and if mm-hmm. they're not tapping into all of that potential, that can be that can be crippling in a lot of ways. So he is Ed Smith. I'm Javon Adams. We do this three times a week. You can go to easysportstalk.com. That's easysportstalk.com to find out everything that we do. You can go to our YouTube page at that's at the Easy Sports Talk Show. We have Believe in the Arizona Cardinals that we do, and we'll probably drop one next week. There's some interesting stuff that was starting to come out this week in terms of some different changes on the higher end of things. And so we do that. That's believe.com, or you can also go there, easysportstalk.com. And then every Saturday from 1 to 3 Eastern, we have our terrestrial radio shows in over 98 markets, 35 different states. So if you're not in one of those markets, you can go to sportsmapradio.com, sportsmapradio.com. In the upper right-hand corner, there's a little play icon, so you can play it there, or you can download the app, the Android or Apple app, and take us on the go and listen a little bit, listen all, and we do appreciate it. So again, for the one and only Ed Easy Smith, I'm Javon Adams, and like we always say around this time, are you kidding?